Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Late July and early August are the height of vacation season in the United States. Highways are jammed, pools are packed, and campgrounds are at capacity. With that in mind, let's talk about the word vacation and other ways to talk about taking time off. The word vacation comes from the Latin word vacat, which is the principal stem of the verb vacare, meaning to be empty or free. Other words that come from the same root are vacant and vacancy, as well as the obsolete words vacantry, meaning idleness, and vacatur, meaning an annulment. Although people have surely been taking breaks since the beginning of time, the word vacation doesn't show up in print until 1386, in Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. In his poem, the wife of Bath describes how one of her husbands had a book about wicked wives. The book tells about the most notorious wives in history, including Eve, Delilah, and Clytemnestra. The husband spends all his free time, his leisure and vacation, reading the book aloud to her as a form of torment. And by the way, don't worry about the wife of Bath. She winds up ripping some of the pages out of her husband's book, hitting him in the face, and convincing him to give her all of his estate. People have also come up with some fun portmanteaus related to vacations. There's staycation, time off when you don't travel, but stay at home to relax, do projects around the house, or enjoy the sights in your own hometown. There's faycation, a vacation you contrive to take by falsely calling in sick to work. There are even brocations and mancations, guys-only getaways where you get to do whatever it is guys do when they get together. Then, of course, there's glamping. This unmusical word is a mashup of glamorous and camping. It describes a luxurious outing very different from what you may have done as a Boy Scout or Girl Scout. Think of relaxing in a safari-sized tent built on a wooden platform, sleeping in a four-poster bed with linen sheets, checking your phone via Wi-Fi, and sitting down to a gourmet meal provided by a personal chef. That is glamorous camping indeed. Another super short way of referring to time off is R&R, with an ampersand between the two R's. This initialism is military shorthand for rest and recuperation, or rest and relaxation. There's another expression for being out of town or unavailable that we hear a lot, at least in the business world. It's being out of pocket. This phrase sounds like newfangled jargon, but it actually appeared as early as 1908 in a short story by American author O. Henry. There's a similar phrase, out of commission, that suggests that someone is not available, no longer around, or taking an extended break. This expression alludes to a ship that's been taken out of operation for repairs or held in reserve indefinitely. Finally, there's the way British folk refer to their vacations. They talk about being on holiday. And fancy folk in general, they talk about weekending at different vacation spots. Once again, that's a phrase that sounds like modern jargon, but was actually in use in the early 1900s. I guess some things never change, like our habit of turning nouns into verbs.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Late July and early August are the height of vacation season in the United States. Highways are jammed, pools are packed, and campgrounds are at capacity. With that in mind, let's talk about the word vacation and other ways to talk about taking time off. The word vacation comes from the Latin word vacat, which is the principal stem of the verb vacare, meaning to be empty or free. Other words that come from the same root are vacant and vacancy, as well as the obsolete words vacantry, meaning idleness, and vacatur, meaning an annulment. Although people have surely been taking breaks since the beginning of time, the word vacation doesn't show up in print until 1386, in Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. In his poem, the wife of Bath describes how one of her husbands had a book about wicked wives. The book tells about the most notorious wives in history, including Eve, Delilah, and Clytemnestra. The husband spends all his free time, his leisure and vacation, reading the book aloud to her as a form of torment. And by the way, don't worry about the wife of Bath. She winds up ripping some of the pages out of her husband's book, hitting him in the face, and convincing him to give her all of his estate. People have also come up with some fun portmanteaus related to vacations. There's staycation, time off when you don't travel, but stay at home to relax, do projects around the house, or enjoy the sights in your own hometown. There's faycation, a vacation you contrive to take by falsely calling in sick to work. There are even brocations and mancations, guys-only getaways where you get to do whatever it is guys do when they get together. Then, of course, there's glamping. This unmusical word is a mashup of glamorous and camping. It describes a luxurious outing very different from what you may have done as a Boy Scout or Girl Scout. Think of relaxing in a safari-sized tent built on a wooden platform, sleeping in a four-poster bed with linen sheets, checking your phone via Wi-Fi, and sitting down to a gourmet meal provided by a personal chef. That is glamorous camping indeed. Another super short way of referring to time off is R&R, with an ampersand between the two R's. This initialism is military shorthand for rest and recuperation or rest and relaxation. There's another expression for being out of town or unavailable that we hear a lot, at least in the business world. It's being out of pocket. This phrase sounds like newfangled jargon, but it actually appeared as early as 1908 in a short story by American author O. Henry. There's a similar phrase, out of commission, that suggests that someone is not available, no longer around, or taking an extended break. This expression alludes to a ship that's been taken out of operation for repairs or held in reserve indefinitely. Finally, there's the way British folk refer to their vacations. They talk about being on holiday. And fancy folk in general, they talk about weekending at different vacation spots. Once again, that's a phrase that sounds like modern jargon, but was actually in use in the early 1900s. I guess some things never change, like our habit of turning nouns into verbs.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.